Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Polis. This week we're going to talk about something a little different, the Funko Pop Vinyl Bob's Burgers figures. I got the whole set because I like this show. As of right now, there aren't any other real pieces of merchandise other than t-shirts and apparel, so as far as figures and statues and bobbleheads and things like that go, unless I miss something, Pop Vinyl figures are literally it. They are numbers 74 through 78 in the Pop Animation series. They're about $9.99 each, and you can order them at Entertainment Earth. We've restocked them at least a couple of times. I think they're still in stock, but you'll need to check. If you haven't seen the show, it's a spiritual descendant of Squigglevision. So if you liked Dr. Katz or home movies, the sensibilities, but not the animation, are very similar. Bob Belcher is the patriarch. He owns a burger place, and I love burger places, so hey, it helps the show is funny too. He is loosely modeled after Bob's Big Boy, the mascot of the burger chain. It's still around in California. He's holding up a burger in his hand. The hair is just a little Big Boy-ish, and interestingly, this figure and all the rest in the line, the bodies are not the typical Pop Vinyl silhouette. And they've been playing a lot more with what the body is. So it's a lot skinnier. Each figure has a display stand. From the neck down, the figure looks a lot like the cartoon character. It matches the artwork and the drawings on the show quite nicely. But the head is straight up, typical, right out of Funko Pop, with the nose being a little bit rounder. He's got a mustache. The hair is good. Eyebrows indicate some level of apprehension. Typical Funko quality, which is they're mostly really good. Every now and again, you'll see a little dark poking through the white paint, because the white paint could have been painted a little bit thicker. But the apron looks good. The back of the apron ties, I saw a tiny bit of wear, but it's the back of the figure, and in the box, you'll never notice, and on your display, you'll also never notice. So it's pretty good. Linda Belcher has glasses, a shorter apron, a little pin in there. Her hands are across her chest, and the glasses are a clear plastic, so it's not empty frames, it's a clear plastic frame. They're painted red. Same comment as the body before. The hair is real big, real black, and looks pretty great. It matches the character's personality nicely, although seeing her, you know, wide instead of long, if that makes sense, is a little unsettling. It takes some getting used to. But it's still a very nice figure. Tina is the oldest of the Belcher children, voiced by Dan Mintz, and she comes with a notebook on her chest of erotic friend fiction, which is taken right from the show. So if you like that and you can squint real good, you might be able to read the cover. She also has glasses, slightly different in terms of the design, a little clip in her hair, Chuck Taylor's, which Jean has as well, and socks. The body, again, matches the show quite nicely. The head matches your Pop Vinyl figures quite nicely. Display stand fits like a glove. What more could you ask for other than Gene Belcher, voiced by Eugene Merman, who I've seen perform stand-up more times than I can count. Big fan. He comes with his trademark keyboard, red Chuck Taylors, and shorts. Yellow shirt, hair looks about right. I wish I had more I could say, than like, that's exactly what a Gene Belcher figure should look like. And all of these guys are about 3¾ to 4 inches tall, depending on the character. Some are taller than others. Rounding out the set is Kristen Schaal's character, Louise Belcher, who holds a little plush toy, is in her green dress, and has her rabbit cap on, as well as turned-up hair in the back, which looks a lot like her mom's. This one turned out pretty well, I would say, and all these figures have an articulated neck, and that's it. So they look good on your desk. Basically, Pop Vinyl figures, if you haven't been buying them, are, I would say, the ultimate desk toy. It's something you put there. It doesn't cost very much. If you decide you want to put a different character there and just chuck us one in your desk drawer, it's $10. It's not bad. And Pop Vinyl figures are some of our best-selling products at Entertainment Earth, which surprises a lot of the action figure collectors I talk to, because they're saying, who buys these? Turns out everybody. If you saw the numbers, you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is a great gift item. And basically, I don't want to say every pop culture property, but nearly every viable pop culture property exists in the Pop Vinyl format. There's a couple of licenses that are just getting there now. I don't know if they're necessarily all announced, so I'm not going to talk about those ones, but other ones are coming along. And there are some licenses that are in the process of being written, I'm sure. You know, some things it seems conspicuous by their absence. The video game world could probably stand to be better represented in Pop Vinyl. But as far as TV, movies, it's doing a pretty good job. And there's a lot of great exclusives, many of which are available at Entertainment Earth, because we have a lot of exclusives. And we hope to bring you more of the complete line throughout the year, and anything else we can find exciting. I recommend this set to anyone who loves the Bob's Burgers program on the televisions. I can't get enough of it. I hope they keep making it. It's very funny. I don't expect there's going to be another series. They did the main family cast, and I don't know if I really want to buy a Teddy or Mr. Fish odor, but I would, because that's how much I like the figures and how much I like the show. So I'm happy if this is all we get. And I've got a few more of them on my desk, like Impossibear and the Entertainment Earth exclusive Orange Oscar the Grouch, based on the season one appearance of Oscar on Sesame Street. This is why it helps to know pointless trivia. Occasionally you can get things as exclusives. And we also have a exclusive potted baby Groot, which you probably remember from a couple of years ago. I've still got mine on my desk because that's how much I like it. Oh, and my Hikari Buzz Lightyear says hello as well. Very nice. I like toys. What can I say? So thank you for listening to this rambling show, and I hope you pick up these figures if you like them. Just type in Bob's Burgers Funko or Pop, and they'll show up on our website. That website, again, is Entertainment Earth. I have been Adam Paulus. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next time. And then I won't see you for a couple weeks because of Toy Fair in New York. And I'm going to be completely out of my mind for a few days, so that'll be fun. So see you next time, everybody.